لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله تعالى إلى كافة الناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Honorable elders, respected brothers and friends, Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, on consoling Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he arrived back, when he returned from the cave of Hira, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her the whole incident of what happened, immediately after consoling Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she went to her chachazad bhai, her first cousin, whose name was Waraka bin Naufal, and who was a great alim, a great scholar of that time, who knew the Torah and who knew the Injil, and he translated it from the Syriac language into the Arabic language also. She went to him and said that this is what happened to my husband, that is Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was in the cave and an angel descended and this revelation of these ayats came. He listened, he was a Nasrani, he was a Christian by madhab, by religion. After listening to it, he was very old, he was nearly blind. He said that, "Oh Khadija, if what you are saying is true, then that same angel has come to him which came to Musa alayhi salam." Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha returned home and she took Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She already got the glad tidings that this is an angel that came, Jibreel came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She went home, she took Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she went back to Waraka bin Naufal, her first cousin, and said that, "Here's your nephew, here's your nephew, ask him what happens and hear it directly from his mouth of what happened in the cave." Waraka bin Naufal addressed Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, "Oh nephew, eh batija, oh my nephew, batlao kya dekha, say what, tell me what you have seen in that cave and what happened to you." Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated the whole incident. After narrating and he heard everything, he had the conviction and he said that definitely you are the last prophet that Almighty Allah has prophesied to come after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. You are the one that are to come and this angel that came to you is the same angel that came to Musa alayhi salam. Kaash ke main tumhari zamane ke andar qawi aur tawana hota. If only I could have been strong and young, that when you going to claim that ashhadu an la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah, I should have been young, I should have assisted you." And thereafter he told Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that your people, your nation, your tribe is going to take you out from your hometown, from your city. They're going to force you to flee. They're going to extradite you from this town. You'll have to leave this town of Makkah. And thereafter he said that, "Never mind assisting you. If only I could be living at that time." He was very old already. "If only I could be living to see that day that you will claim the oneness of Allah and you will claim this deen." Waraka bin Naufal, after saying this, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first days of revelation have come. He asked that, "Is my people going to take me out from my city? They're going to force me to flee from my own hometown, the town where I was born." Waraka replied and said that, "It's not only for you. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that came, same thing happened to all of them. The moment they start this work of da'wat and tabligh and the proclaiming of the oneness of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, none is worthy of worship besides Allah, then everything happened, same thing happened to all of them. So it's not exclusive to you also. All the Anbiya and who is ever involved in this work, the same thing happened to them." And the next thing he mentioned that the people become your enemy also. Your own people, the people of Makkah are going to become your enemy and they're going to be against you. If I will be, should have been loving, or if I will be loving, then I will assist you to the best. Waraka said that, but he didn't love long. He didn't love to see that day, which he was hoping to see, and a few days thereafter he passed away. In another riwayat, in another narration it comes, he said, Abshir, glad tidings to you, O Muhammad, fa'ana ashad, I testify, annaka alladhi bashara bihi ibn Maryam. You are the same being that Isa alayhi salam has prophesied about you. وَإِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ مِثْلِ نَامُوسِ مُوسَىٰ And that same angel that came to Musa a.s. has come unto you. وَإِنَّكَ نَبِيٌ مُرْسَلٌ And you are that prophet, that Nabi, that Allah has sent. وَإِنَّكَ تُؤْمَرُ بِالْجِهَادِ And you will command jihad. Like Musa a.s. was also a Nabiul jihad. He was engaged in jihad. And you will also be that same, that after a few years, you will proclaim the jihad. Thereafter, Waraka bin Nawfal, in this narration it comes, he kissed the forehead of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed. Wahi stopped. This was the first revelation that we discussed. Wahi stopped for quite some time. In those days, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very sad. Although Wahi stopped, but Jibreel continuously should come. Without revelation, just come to meet Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because the wahi stopped, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a depressed mood, we'll say, and sad. Sometimes he should feel so sad that he should climb up a mountain and feel that life comes to an end. At that time, Jibreel should come to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Muhammad, innaka rasulullahi haqqan, don't fear. Don't fear anything, don't be sad, don't be in a depressed state. You are the Rasul of Allah, you are the Messenger of Allah, and you are in truth. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like that, it carried on until we will discuss, inshallah, further what happens. What do we learn so far from the seerah? We conclude with this aspect of the first revelation. Last week we discussed, or the last aspect we discussed was Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra praised Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is it permissible to praise anybody? She told Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in consoling him, that don't worry, you are a good person, you join family ties, you look after the poor, you assist people, you're doing this, you're doing this, you're doing this. Is it permissible to praise a person on his face? Like she was praising Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And like we always hear from the ulama, it's not permissible to praise a person on his face, but here she is praising. And when somebody does praise you on your face, and the hadith comes, you must pick up sand and throw it on him. That means to tell him that I'm nothing. I've been created from the soil. Mina khalaqnakum. I've been created from the soil. There's nothing you are praising me. I'm only a human being. It's Allah who has given me the tawfiq. But from this we learn that if by praising a person, we will console him, and we know that the person won't be involved in pride, in egos. His vanity won't overtake him, then it is permissible. If a person is in a difficulty, in a problem, and we want to console him, and we will console him by praising him on his face, and we know that he won't be involved in pride and in vanity, then it is permissible to praise a person like Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra praised Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second lesson we learn is that good qualities in a person saves a person from many, many calamities and evils. When she told Nabiya Kareem Sassam what she said, you are doing this good, you are doing this good, no misfortune will come, no calamities and no problems will come upon you. From this we learn that number three, we learn that when anything strange happens to a person, the first thing must go to is in one's family and tell the elders of the family and the responsible people of the family on condition they are deeni inclined. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immediately when he returned home, a strange incident happened. The first person that he told was Khadija al-Kubra, because she was a mature woman and she understood, and she was inclined piously also, so he took refuge in her in telling her the incident that happened. When anything like that happens, we should consult with our family first, and thereafter we also learn the third or the first message is thereafter to consult the people of knowledge, the ulama. She went immediately when this new thing happened, she went immediately to her cousin who was an alim, Waraka bin Nawfal, and was the most learned person at the time, and she confided in him and told him. So at that, the next step is we take, when something new happens, when a problem crops up or anything happens, we go and seek advice from the people of knowledge. That's what Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha did. The next we find that she didn't, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went, but he didn't go direct to Waraka bin Nawfal. He went via an intermediary, what we call into the same connection. You have to have connection everywhere. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went via Waraka bin Nawfal. She introduced Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to him and said that this is my husband and so on. And in this way, the matter got solved. So, ulama have written, these are just wisdoms and things we learn, that ulama write from these incidents, that when you want to go to somebody, a great person, a alim, a scholar, we don't go direct. We get somebody who takes us there in that person's gathering. The next we learn, and that is, that Waraka bin Nawfal, elders we have to respect. Waraka bin Nawfal, although he was elder in age, Nabi Karim Sassam was a prophet. Status-wise, he was lower than Nabi Karim Sassam, but age-wise, he was older than Nabi Karim Sassam. Nabi Karim Sassam respected him. And he also used the words, "Oh, my nephew." Although Nabi Karim Sassam is higher in status, like we'll say an alim, a prophet further than that, but he was lower, but he was saying, "Oh, nephew," because he was older in age, and Nabi Karim Sassam respected him because of his age. In discussion with the elders, always the young people should wait for the elders to start the discussion. Nabi Karim Sassam, when Hazrat Khadija took Nabi Karim Sassam there, he didn't start the discussion, "This is what happened to me, this is what happened." He started first. When the elders start the discussion, then the small ones should give them the information. Many other things we learn from here. The last but not the least, and that's what we'll conclude with today. Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha, when Nabi Karim Sassam said that this angel is coming to me and is Jibreel, she put her mind together and said that next time when this angel comes to you, then you must tell me. The wife, Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra, is telling Nabi Karim, "So when this angel comes to you, you must tell me." The next time Jibreel Amin descended, Nabi Karim told Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra, "Yes, Jibreel is around. Jibreel is here." Hazrat Khadija told Nabi Karim that, "Come in my lap. Come in my lap." So Nabi Karim went in her lap and said that, "Can you see Jibreel?" He said, "Yes, I can see Jibreel." And thereafter, she took off her scarf, her orni. She took it off and then asked Nabi Karim Sassam, "Now can you see Jibreel?" She took her head, she is bareheaded, that means there's no scarf, no covering on her head. She asked Nabi Karim, "Now can you see Jibreel?" He said, "Now he's missing." All of a sudden, he went missing. First, Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala replied, "Khuda ki qasam, ye farishta hai, shaitan nahi hai." That I take an oath by Allah that this is an angel, this is not shaitan. There was no Quran, there was no masla of parda, there was no masla of a woman covering her head and that and so on. They were still in the wahi, only came now, the first ayat of the Quran only came now. I'm trying to highlight how intelligent the woman of that time was, how much haya and sharam the woman had of that time, that they knew that when the head is open, shaitan instigates. And when the head is closed, then shaitan can't instigate. Only the angels of mercy can descend. So in this narration, she even says, "Aapko mubarak ho ye farishta, agar shaitan hota to na sharmata." The glad tidings, if this, all of a sudden when she removed the scarf and Jibreel disappeared, she said to Nabi Karim, "It was shaitan. Shaitan would have instigated more. I should have come here because my head is open. But when my head opened, the angels of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depart when they see a woman's head is uncovered." Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha deduced, and this is how the foresight she had, the knowledge she had, the taqwa and piety, although there's no Quran hadith, but the women of that time were also so intelligent. May Almighty Allah grant us the hidayah and tawfiq from this wahi that we have discussed. We'll carry on now. Next, what's the next? After the wahi comes, what's the first message that comes to Nabi Karim Sassam? What must he do? We'll discuss that. Whatever we have learned from today, to put it into practice. And like we said, the last message is, and that is more so for our mothers and sisters at home, that manamam, they cover the head at all times. We are not talking here of the masla of parda and who's a mahram and who's not a mahram. We are just saying that at all, they should try and cover their hair at all times to save them from all the calamities and problems and sicknesses and all the shaitani effects that they always complain about, and then they have to run to the different places to get their problems solved out. If they can solve it, if they follow this, and that is they keep their hair covered. May Almighty Allah grant us the tawfiq. May Almighty Allah give us the tawfiq to inculcate in us the good qualities that was spoken about in Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ إنه مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين والإيمان. اللهم اغفر لنا قبل الموت وارحمنا عند الموت ولا تعذبنا بعد الموت. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم أجرنا من النار يا مجير يا مجير يا مجير. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا
اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وعبدك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وصل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.